Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Danya with Essential Relationships and Trucking with Olive Oil. I hope you guys had a great week. I know it's been a while, it seems like, since I've actually got to talk to you guys, so I am looking forward to doing so today. So last week I was in training to become a trainer. Well, that actually finally happened. I had 4 days worth of training, and then it was official. I got my Stevens Trainer's Cap, which they give out. You know, we have caps for everything, it seems like. And then a certificate showing that I am an official trainer. Now, what all goes into that? Well, actually, quite a bit. Even though I've only been on the road myself for about 8 months, I can start teaching and educating other women about what to do on the road and kind of learn a little bit about the truck, but at the same time, get some knowledge from them as well, because like my trainee, she's actually driven a truck before, and so she can help me on backing a little bit more, and I can help her with all other things on the truck. So last week I was at the Stevens yard, and in the evenings we would go up onto the hill is what we call it, and we got to watch all of the people that were fixing to graduate or just get their CDLs, and so we could kind of watch, and if we wanted to pull somebody off the lot and put them in our truck, then we could do that, or we could actually wait and find somebody else if we didn't see anybody that we actually thought we could be compatible with. So as I looked over everybody, there was only 4 chances, but there were 4 females in that class. And honestly, at first I didn't see anybody that I was really interested in because I was watching attitudes and personalities and the way they were dressed and everything. And then someone caught my eye. I was like, I have not talked to her yet. So I went over to Z, is her name, and I simply asked her her name, things that she was interested in, and I loved her demeanor and her personality, so I knew instantly that I was comfortable with her, and so I went ahead and asked her to join me on the truck. So after I picked Z, then I had to get in contact with a lady named Gloria or Rhonda. They're actually in charge of the trainees, and so I wanted to let them know that I had picked Z and that I didn't want anybody else to grab her. So I got her on my truck, listed on her my truck, and then the procedures all had to happen. There were still some finishing touches that they had to do on my truck. We actually have a whole new computer system. Remember, I had talked to you guys before about a system called Colcom. Well, that is no longer in my truck. We now have something called Platform Science. It's more like a tablet. It's through that big thick thing that I did have. It's a little bit different to run, a little bit more confusing. I think it'll be fine once I get used to it, but like all new things, there's a learning curve, and so that's where me and Z both are right now because we're learning the new equipment together. Now, being a trainer, there is some advantages and definitely some disadvantages. One, I've got twice as much work to do, at least to start off with, because I have to run 2 logs. I not only have to worry about my logs, but while still in training, I've got to worry about making sure that Z's logged into her logs, that she's logging in and out when she needs to. We've got to not only worry about my drive time now, but we have to worry about her drive time. And we have a combination of only 15 hours this first week that we can drive together. So there's a lot of just ins and outs that we have to watch and verify just to make sure that we stay compliant with DOT regulations. Now, being on the truck with somebody else, I've realized that it's kind of cool to be able to have someone to talk to when they're actually paying attention to you. I was actually just talking to Z, and she was in her drive zone and totally just was not even listening to me. I think she thought I was on the phone, but that's all right. We got a good laugh out of it anyway. So Z now knows how to do the pre-trips in the morning. We basically just do that quick 5-minute pre-trip. We check, of course, all the variations as far as all the tires go, and we also check our fluids. She's real good about jumping out and doing that first thing in the morning, and that helps me along the way as well. This morning I did it, and we'll just take turns, you know, going back and forth. I do want her to make sure that she understands it, but at the same time, I also realize that it's my truck as well, and that it's my job to do it also. So we left out Friday evening, and we had a quick, short run down to Waco. So I jumped in the driver's seat first and did that first 2 hours to get down to Waco, and then that was at the Coke plant, and then we headed out, and I let Z drive from that point on. So it feels like me and Z's been all over the world in the past 5 days. It started off, we headed down, like I said, down to Waco, and then we were going to head to Pompano, Florida. So in this first week, we have already been repowered 3 times, which is kind of crazy. We were headed down to Pompano, and then we got detoured a couple of times, and it still ended up in Pompano. It just happened to be a day later. Now, as I was telling Z, on one of these repowers that we had, the guy was supposed to be at our truck at 4:30 in the morning. And guess what? He didn't show up until almost 10:30 that morning. So what that did was completely threw our load off. So now our load that's now going all the way to Cheshire, Connecticut, is going to be late because one person overslept. Now, of course, on the receiving end up in Connecticut, they don't know what happened 3 days ago when we got repowered. They just know that I'm late. And so right now, my DM, my driver manager, Johnny, is talking to the CSR, which is the customer service representative, to see if we can get rescheduled or what needs to exactly happen, because we're supposed to be in Connecticut tonight at 12:01 a.m. So just like in any other business or anything else, if somebody throws a ripple in the water, it's going to affect lots of people on down the line. So this load, I guess, probably more than likely, once it gets to Connecticut, whoever picks up that load and takes it somewhere else, they're going to be late as well. So see how the story just keeps going on and on just because one person's late. So that's a pretty good lesson for all of us to learn. If you're going to do something and you say you're going to do it at a certain time, be sure and do it. I guess one good thing that came out of us being late, though, is since we were at Pompano Beach and we had a day off, I decided to take a little detour. We parked at a service center, and I took an Uber and went to Pompano Beach for about 5 hours, which was really nice. I haven't been to the beach in a while. The temperature was about 82 degrees. It was absolutely beautiful, so I got to play in the sand for a little bit. I got my toes in the water and sit and just chilled out and relaxed for several hours before I came back to the truck that evening. So as I look over the past week with Z and everything that's been going on, it's actually been a pretty eventful week. We've been able to do a couple of repowers, so I've been able to show her how those are actually done. One of the things that we need to watch for when we do a repower is we always have to scale our loads. Well, the very first repower that we had, I handed the guy the paperwork, gave him my scale ticket, and then I realized he didn't have a scale ticket. So I asked him, hey, where's the scale ticket? Why didn't you scale the truck? And he's like, oh, well, I just did a repower for somebody else, and they didn't give me a scale ticket, so therefore I didn't have a scale ticket, which in the long run makes me buy another scale ticket. Again, people not doing their job affects everybody else along the way. I know scaling doesn't take a ton of time, but it's a good probably 15, 20 minutes by the time you actually get scaled, have to park, go into the truck stop, and get paid, or to pay them. So every little thing adds up, and again, the time frame adds up along the way. Now today we're going to be passing through many, many states. We are in Georgia right now, and like I said, we're headed all the way up to Connecticut. Now, part of this drive, we're going to be going up straight I-95 north and hitting a couple of loops, but we're going to be getting really close to New York City and the Bronx area, so I'm hoping that we can catch that later tonight. The later you can drive through New York or the surrounding areas, the easier it is to get by without any problems. However, the bad part about that is we're going to be running late tonight, and that's going to be very close to our end time, and to find a truck stop in the New York area and a decent one will be hard to do. So right now the weather is looking really good. It may be a little bit windy out there, but it's not too bad. I'll be calling safety here in a little bit. That's part of the procedure of me teaching Z, is who we call, when we need to call them, how to get in contact with our DMs, how to talk to the planners, figure out where we're going, how to get it done, and in general, just basically let her follow me throughout the day and let her see what I do when we are dealing with the customers and when we're dealing with our DMs. So as we look ahead into the weather, as we're going up through New York and New Jersey, I'm going to be really paying attention to if there is any, obviously, freezing weather, if there's any snow, anything like that we've got to look into. I know for most of the day today, we're still going to be in pretty good weather. However, we are going to need to stop along the way and get some warm clothes for Z, make sure that she's all taken care of, and then we're going to continue on. I hope you guys have a blessed and awesome week this week. I will talk to you next week. Again, this is Donya with Trucking with Olive Oil. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll talk to you soon. Love ya. Bye.